Perhaps we could just have a little bit about the Doll's House as you're going to show it to us.
Yes, that is, you know, that has to be the envy of everybody. And made by Mr. Pearcy.
Mm-hmm. He was Mr.
Very, very much Mr. Pearcy. Okay. And he was a craftsman beyond all craftsmen, I think. And he was, you know, very skilled, and I imagine, very good foreman. But this was, I'd always longed to have a Doll's House of my own. And I think it was my mother who realised what kind of Doll's House it should be for me. And I think it was probably his biggest triumph of something which he ever made, and it is beautiful, and the details are extraordinary, and this wonderful carved staircase which he did. You're talking about, you know, which you sort of, I can't remember what you do for wood to make it bend, but it's tremendous skills. Mm-hmm. Very fine banisters and the fireplace are all made, and the outside, the sort of the facade is all beautifully sort of inlaid, and oh, so meticulous and so lovingly made. And you feel that with that Doll's House. It's made with love, you know.
Can you remember when you were first given it?
Oh, God, yes.
Because it must have been a big moment.
It was huge, but of course it is a very big Doll's House. Yes. And so it was covered up with a vast curtain.
Yes.
And my mother was absolutely beside herself with excitement, because she'd obviously been privy to the whole, you know, creation of this thing. And I remember thing being taken off and just, oh, well, speechless, and, you know, absolutely speechless. And I couldn't believe it. Really couldn't believe it. And it was sort of, in my memory, which was so completely mine and so, so unique.
Yes.
And no one ever had, never will have a toy like that, you know.
Yes.
And it beat Queen Mary's into a cock house. I was like,
and did you spend hours playing?
Yes, I did, yeah. And that could be a solitary game, just rearranging furniture, which I collected it, but it didn't come furnished, of course not.
Yes.
You know, so you collected the furniture and, you know, and kind people sort of dressed sort of tiny little Doll's House dolls for me, and I tried to dress myself. That was not a disastrous effort, but you know, you could make up little games with characters of the doll, and it was lovely, and it was a great privilege if I allowed any of my sisters to come and have a game of my Doll's House with me.
Yes.
That was, you know, it had to be a very good favour to be allowed to join in on that one.